healing a demon-possessed nonverbal man. Matthew 9:32. After Christ had healed two blind men, he departed with his men. And as he walked along, others approached him once again. They brought to him a man who was both deaf and dumb. A devil raged inside him, and that's why to Christ he'd come. Christ cast out the devil in him and changed this man that day. The witnesses had never seen such a miracle come their way. Healing a man with a withered hand. Matthew 12:9. To the synagogue Christ did go upon the Sabbath day, and as he entered in, one with a withered hand did come his way. They questioned his healing on the Sabbath, and if indeed that it was right. Christ said if he could help someone, that it was lawful in his sight. Stretch forth thine hand, Christ said straight out to him, and his withered hand was healed right away in front of them. Healing a demon-possessed blind and dumb man. Matthew 12:22. They brought to Christ a man whose healing they did seek. He was possessed with a devil and could not see nor speak. From this devil Christ did free him, and his life would change that day. To their amazement he would speak, and his sight was now okay. Is not this the son of David? The people said who were around. But still there were those like the Pharisees where disbelief in Christ was found. Healing the sick and feeding 5,000. Matthew 14:13. As Christ traveled to a desert place, a great multitude came his way, and out of his compassion he healed the sick that day. When the evening then had come, his disciples came to him, and said the multitude should go now, for there was no food for them. Jesus said, they need not depart. Give ye them to eat. But the disciples said, they had just 5 loaves, and the 2 fishes was all the meat. He said to bring them to him, and told the multitude to sit on the grass. He blessed the 5.